Okay, let's begin. Go ahead and give yourself an introduction to the voters out there.
Mike, thanks for having us here on WBHF and for this opportunity. My name is Kerry Roth, and I'm running for city council in Ward 3. I've been in Cartersville for 7 years, but have worked at Phoenix Air for 16. And so we have been engaged in Cartersville that long. My wife and I, we have two daughters, Audrey and Karis, and they are in the city schools in 7th grade and 4th grade. And we have been engaged here. We are members at Tabernacle and have been serving there for the 16 years that we've been engaged here.
Why have you decided to take the plunge and run for office?
That's a good question. I was raised in a home of a preacher. My father's a pastor. So growing up in that home, we were involved in ministry and trained to serve other people. And so that's kind of the foundation that I've built my life on, and being a committed service in the community, in our church. And so when we look at that, we have been preparing ourselves to do service, and we have done some things in our community to do that. So going through Leadership Bartow, the Cartersville Citizens Academy, through Republican Leadership for Georgia, and trying to set ourselves up for a move into community service. So when Mr. Tonsmeyer decided not to seek re-election, we believe that this was an opportunity for us to step forward in leadership and service for our community, and I believe it is a natural move from committed service in a community to committed public service to the citizen.
Are there any specific challenges do you see that Ward 3 is facing, or just the city overall, that you'd like to address?
Well, I think there's four main things that I would like to see accomplished in Cartersville and in Ward 3. The first one would be to protect our neighborhoods by strongly supporting our fire and police. The fire department is not just concerned with life safety, but also investment protection in our community. Whether that be a home or a business, they need that continued support for this to happen. And we have a proactive department here that is ISO certified. That is a major asset to the community. The police department, it's really seeking to do revenue to pay for things and update their gear in different ways, and we need to continue to encourage that. And also the retention of officers through benefits, pay, work, and the work environment and morale. The second thing I really would like to see accomplished would be to prepare the future by improving dated utility infrastructure. Water availability and use restrictions are the biggest restraint to growth in our community, and currently we have several sections of 90-year-old water line downtown that needs to be replaced. We have wastewater sewer lines that need to be rerouted, as well as wastewater treatment plant that needs to be refurbished. These improvements will need to be made to stay ahead of the growth in the future. So that's two things. I think the third thing would be strengthen our community by promoting responsible growth and development. Zoning and traffic are two of the main subjects that come up when you talk about community development. These need to be looked at on a case-by-case study, with the end result favoring the well-being of all of our citizens and not just a select group. Traffic reduction takes an understanding of the present routes and future plans of all the government entities involved, from local to state DOT to federal DOT. So we need a strong relationship with the Georgia DOT so our concerns are heard and our community is strengthened when it comes to enhancing the state roads that run through our city, mainly Highway 41, which is under construction now, and moving 113 over to Old Alabama. The fourth thing I think that I'd like to see would be enhance our economy by expanding our industry base and attracting new businesses with a good, prepared workforce. One of the characteristics that draws outside industry to our community is the cooperation between city and the county. We are fortunate to have forward-looking leadership who are interested in working together to grow an economy. Also, we have education opportunities that are different, that produce a prepared workforce to meet the challenges of new industries and technologies. So we need to continue to strengthen these relationships and opportunities moving forward.
I know the expansion of industry has been a big thing, not just in the city of Cartersville, but really in Bartow County. We've seen in droves, and it's really picking up. The next question I have is, how do you balance going after industry and attracting new businesses and whatnot, but still trying to keep a small town feel at the same time as far as a great place to live? What can you suggest as a council person to try to keep that?
As I talk to folks in Ward 3 about issues that they see are important or need to be addressed, there are two reoccurring themes that I hear: smart managed growth and infrastructure. There's no doubt that we will and are growing as a city and a community. However, people do not want to lose or sacrifice their quality of life and the charm they love about Cartersville as we grow. So I believe the question we need to answer is, how do we continue to duplicate that quality and charm? I believe that it takes a concerted team effort and smart management to make that happen. When you talk about infrastructure, from roads to utilities, there are pressing issues that need to be addressed, and I look forward to helping bring resolution to the concerns of the citizen. So when you think about industry and how we keep those things, we need to manage that smartly so we do keep that charm. And I think that's one of the main things that I've heard from folks is we want to keep what we love about Cartersville and still grow. And so I think that is a team effort on that side.
As you said, another concern from many constituents is traffic. Obviously, if someone had the solution, that person would be a billionaire at this point. But what do you think should be at least a stepping point for the city of Cartersville to help ease some of this congestion?
Well, I've sat down with Dwayne Comer, the GDOT engineer here in District 6, and I've had discussions about 113 and 41, which is under construction. They're fixing there at the Cloverleaf there at Tennessee, which will be a great help. Also, when you think about 113, I think one main thing that you need to understand is what is the lay of the land. You got to look at where Cartersville is positioned and then understand the roads. So we are in a valley, and our major roads run north and south. We look at 41 and 75. So a lot of the traffic that comes through Cartersville is coming from the west. And 113 was one of the first roads that brought traffic from the west to 75. So that's coming out of Polk County, the industries that are over there. The way they get to 75 is 113. So that brings a lot of the truck traffic that we have downtown. And so Georgia Department of Transportation is going to move 113 over to Old Alabama once they start that phase three of that project of widening Old Alabama to four lanes. We need to have a good relationship with Georgia Department of Transportation to get that moving. I think the let date on that is 2018. But we need to have that. That will help relieve some of the truck traffic. One thing, 113 is a state route, so we can't restrict the truck traffic. We can just suggest them and work with those companies to move it. Right now, I think a lot of the traffic is moving to Old Mill, which has three school zones in it and some residential. And so if we can move that traffic even further to Old Alabama, that will help. So the double-edged sword is then that you take traffic from downtown and from those businesses. So we would like to see that truck traffic, commercial traffic, go around, but yet let's have the citizens and people who are coming from the west still be able to shop and enjoy the downtown features.
With a lot of the ideas that you've put forth, like expanded support for the first responders and just a wide variety of things that you'd like to see done here, money is always an issue, as everybody knows. Would you be in support of adjusting a millage rate? Are you looking to be more creative as far as rearranging some of the things in the budget? How would you go about making sure there's enough money to go ahead and do everything that needs to be done?
Well, when you talk about money and taxes, those are always issues that people are interested in. I think there are some things that we could do, we need to look at and do some more research on. We do have utilities that make our city run, and so we need to make sure that we're using those monies fiscally responsible and make sure that we're not wasting money and make sure that those funds are there for the improvements. I know the water infrastructure is going to take place, and there are very expensive upgrades. So taxes usually are about, what am I getting for what I'm paying? And so I think when we look at educating people on, hey, here's what we need, why we need it, and here's what's going to cost, I think educating the taxpayer is step one. And then step two, making sure that we're not doubling and spending on things that we already there. Currently, Incorporated Cartersville, we pay the higher county tax rate. Are there some duplicate services that are happening there that we can work with the county on and get a break there to use those funds elsewhere? So I believe there are some things that we can do, and we need to get into those numbers a little bit deeper and find those places. We do need to keep our water rates competitive, but we don't want to use those things to raise the cost of the utilities that would be a burden to the user and to the taxpayer.
I'll let you go ahead and close out. Explain to voters why they should vote for you.
Being a public servant is often a thankless job. So to do it well, I believe it takes a calling, a heart for service. I have a clear and well-defined track of committed service in this community. My calling and heart are reflected in that service. Having been engaged in this community, I have a love for the people of Cartersville. I will not represent the interest of a select group, but I will represent all the citizens of Ward 3. Growing up, my father stressed the verse found in Proverbs 22:1, "A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches." Daily, I strive to live a life of strong character, integrity, honesty, compassion, and gratitude. Further, I believe I have a good understanding of the issues facing the city of Cartersville and the issues that are important to the citizens of Ward 3. Being your councilman, if you so choose to elect me, I promise that I will be a councilman that is serving the people. The city council is charged with setting forth and protecting the citizens of the city. The question to the voter is, who do you want to represent you in council to promote and protect the safety, health, peace, security, good order, comfort, convenience, morals, and general welfare of the city and its citizens? The city council and their decisions often affect our daily lives, our quality of living, and the strength of our community. Who represents you on city council matters. I promise that I'll represent you and give you a voice on city council as we move forward, as our city grows, and look forward to the future. My name is Kerry Roth, and I'm running for city council in Ward 3, and I would appreciate your support and your vote on November 7th.